Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Probably I'm gonna be a great teammate. Yeah, I'm gonna be a respectable teammate. I'm gonna be a teammate that's able to be held accountable and a teammate that's gonna hold my peers accountable. I know I'm the one that's in the NFL, but you know, for once it kind of feels like everybody that helped me get here, like we all got here, and I just feel like I'm, you know, motivation to the people that are around me. And, you know, they know that they still have to keep putting in work. I still have to keep putting in work. There's a lot more to accomplish. And, you know, keep chasing. So,
what's going on, folks? Anthony Armstrong here. Welcome into another episode of Believe in Commanders. Let's just call this one episode 185. I don't know. It's not that high, but we got to start somewhere. Maybe I'll go back and count, and then we'll get a solid number as we move forward. That'll be a good way to keep tally of that. The voice you just heard, team, is your new slot cornerback, Mike Sammer still. He was talking on the Raise Hail podcast over there with the good work that the Commanders are doing. And he was just saying what type of teammate he is, what he's going to bring to this team. He's one of those gold helmet designated guys, I believe. Adam Peters was fired up when he got high when he was able to draft him. He's already signed as well. So shout out to him. And then you got to give a quick congratulations to him and his partner, Celiana. They are expecting a daughter. So here real soon, nice little shirt. They're nice touch, Commander. It says Tiny Tailgater if you're looking on YouTube. So yeah, shout out to that, man. Having a kid, having a daughter changes your life. Oh my goodness, changes your life. Couldn't imagine them doing it in the game, like while playing. So you got to have a strong supporting cast. And I'm sure that he'll have that moving forward. And plus, I bet the team will be able to take care of some people as well, try to help their players be successful. But welcome in, y'all. Believe in Commanders is a part of the Believe Network. I am Anthony Armstrong, former receiver for the Redskins, original 1-3 before it started being cool. Let's say I made that thing happen. All right, let's say I made it happen. Make sure you subscribe, comment, rate, and follow this podcast, and tell all your other Commanders friends that they need to do the exact same thing. Peer pressure is a mother, so go ahead and put it on them. You can also watch us on Believe TV around the country in airports and on YouTube. Read the top Believe stories on SI.com and follow us across all of our Believe socials. So Believe Network is where we're with. And then you got to always give some love. You always got to give a shout out to the beautiful people over there at BetOnline, betonline.ag. They are a sponsor, y'all. Big sponsor of the show. They've been holding it down for us for a while, and you know they're going to have that 50% welcome bonus over there. And it's been your number one spot for your NHL playoffs. It's been for the NBA playoffs. My man, I got my hat on. It's still MFFL, but they fell short to the Boston Celtics. But now you get to focus on the NHL finals. You've got the Florida Panthers are up 3-2 against Connor McDavid. Is it Connor McDavid? That dude's nice. I saw his some clips. Somebody had the clip that says, just look up Connor McDavid, and he's like Kyrie on ice. And that dude is special. He is special. Him and his Oilers, the Edmonton Oilers, they're down 3-2 to the Panthers. So it's getting nice. It's getting exciting. But head on over there to Bet Online. You can play the online games. You got a little blackjack. You got a little poker. 150 different options on the slots. And they have live odds as well. So anything that's happening during the game, you can go ahead and check that thing out. Bet Online, the game starts here. And where we're starting this thing out, y'all. Obviously, with a little Mikey Sammer still news, we are jumping in with just, you know, checking in on the social platforms. I want to see what's going on out there. Some updates about the Commanders and this team. And one that hit my head is something that's been going on. There's more good news about Jaden Daniels and who he is as a person. And so if you're looking at the screen, this is the one that I came about here with GPA Football. We're going to have this audio too. Dan Quinn says that Jaden Daniels has hunger and the swagger, hunger of a younger player and the swagger of a veteran. So we'll hear about him, Dan Quinn speaking to Jim Rome. But I've been hearing a lot about Jaden Daniels just being an all-around Like he's doing things the right way. I'm impressed by it. Matter of fact, I'll go by this article. Saw this article here on the on ESPN on their page here. And if you look and you can see it, but we'll get through that. And I'm not going to get into the details, but it talks about how Jaden is going around the building and he's introducing himself to different players every single day. He's getting to know more people. He's getting to interact with his teammates. One of the lines in here said that a staffer had said that Jaden Daniels has been sitting at a different table with different players. So, you know, I mean, naturally, you know, when you get up there to the team, you don't know who you don't know anybody. So you're going to cling to your position group, you know, receivers hang together, you know, O-linemen always hang together, D-tack, you know, everybody just kind of hangs out in their own position group. Well, Jaden is making an effort to reach out to these other teammates. I find that extremely interesting. I mean, we already heard earlier on in the year that he's been beating Jonathan Allen to the building. Jonathan Allen gets there at 6:45, and then Jaden is there already. Dude's already in the building. He loves watching plays. Nick Allegretti has been speaking highly of him. Nick Allegretti said, you start to doubt yourself a little bit. Nick Allegretti, who arrives at 6:30, thinking one of the early guys, and then it looks like he's been there for a minute. And if you don't know the term in a minute, for a minute, it's not like literally a minute. It's an extended period of time. He's been there. Nick said he's dragging in at 6:30, and Jaden is already there. So he may be there at 6 o'clock in the a.m. Let's see here. Cliff Kingsbury says his football IQ, talking about Jaden Daniels, his football IQ is really high. With the protections, I've really been impressed with that. A lot of guys coming into the league, that's not an area that they major in college. They don't have a lot of time, but he's well-versed in protection and he works at it. That's special. That is a very special trait. You can imagine teams are going to roll all types of exotics at a young quarterback. Look at what happened with Sam Howell last year. And I like Sam, right? But when you get veteran defensive coordinators, Jim Schwartz's, and now you got Mike Zimmer, and you had Dan Quinn, but now you got him on your side, so he gets to get exotic with some other quarterbacks. But you saw all year long, there were exotic blitzes that were sent, and if you're not sound on the protection, 65 sacks later, right? So those things are important, and to see that that is showing up already, it has been big. Here's another one that I love that comes from this article. It's saying that Daniels rarely makes mistakes when he's calling plays in the huddle and rarely needs coaches to repeat one, according to Quinn. Quinn's listening. Coach Quinn's listening in on the headset. He says he's further along than he should be. He loves the game, Tavita Pritchard says, but he just loves it. He loves talking about it, loves watching it, loves playing it, loves practicing it. The dude is an absolute student of this game. When you talk about the plays, you can go look on YouTube and find countless amounts of play calls. There's a famous one of Chris Sims. He is, you know, got John Gruden in his ear, in his face in training camp, and he's trying to call a play, and he's fumbling over it. And I mean, shit, that's tough. That's tough. Hell, I got the playbook over here. And let's see if I can find something. Being able to do that is a special thing. You've seen the videos of Tua Tagovailoa having to break it down. You've seen how Mike McDaniels is continually giving out reminders and McVay's giving out reminders. So they're like, I'm going to call this play. Plus, I'm going to also tell you the reminders inside of this play. And I want you to remember all this and relay this information inside of this 20 seconds that I'm giving you in the huddle. Right. So, let's see. I want to find something you can find something that's relatively long because you can can to multiple things. But if you go, let's go here. Let's go wide right clamp. We're going to go wide right clamp Z short. We're going to go two jet X hammer Winston. Okay. So like something like that. And that's short in comparison. Hell, I got to write these things down. Oh, here's a couple of play calls. Let me give you something here. This is a run play. All right, this is just West left toss 14 Wanda. Then they can kill it to another play after that. So all this verbiage is going on at one time. Just go look it up on YouTube. You'll be all good on that. This guy is taking new information, processing it, and then putting it back out there, making corrections and learning on the go. The beautiful thing, here's one thing that you got to love, that when Terry McLaurin is talking about Jaden's ability to throw the ball and his ability to, you just tell he has it is what he said. So they were talking about on one play, Daniel scrambled outside of the pocket and lofted a perfect pass downfield over the arms of a defender. On another, one staffer recalled when a receiver was about to cross behind a linebacker, Daniel released the ball, anticipating his target getting open for completion. After the second, and this is getting into Terry McLaurin saying this, after the second or third crosser that he threw, I started telling receivers, hey, you got to get your head around. A lot of quarterbacks may like to see you cross the ball and get into that open zone, or if it's man coverage, they like to see you get just to get open for him. He can make those throws and give you a chance to catch and run. Strong, strong words right there from Terry, because you can tell different quarterbacks are able to play with different timing, trajectory, different touch. And Jaden sounds like he's got that, you know, that passer's touch where he'll throw it early enough. He has the anticipation, right? When you talk early in this, that first paragraph, and they're saying that the receiver was crossing behind the linebacker. So if you imagine, here's a linebacker, if you're watching on the film, linebacker is, let's say they're dropping back, straight back, maybe at a slight angle, but then on the opposite way, coming from right to left, you have a receiver on this crossing route. Jaden's throwing the ball when he's about stacked to him, because he's already saying, this receiver can move faster than this linebacker. And if you throw it early enough, you could hit them in the window before anybody can get down there and help, safety, corner, things of that nature. And you're getting away from that linebacker. So that's some smart thinking right there. Terry's recognizing that. So essentially, if Jaden sees you're about to beat the linebacker, the ball could be showing up right over his head that quickly. And if you're not paying attention, you can get yourself in trouble. Moving on in this article, as they go on about Jaden, on another play, the defense tried to confuse him with pre-snap movement. Daniel paused, signaled to players on both sides of the formation, the left and right side. He used a hard count to get the defense to reveal their intentions. One coach called it a veteran move. Jaden then took the snap and then connected with tight end Ben Sennett on a quick hitch going against the blitz. You got to think. This guy's getting in there. He's processing the things that he's seeing. He's calm enough and has enough composure to take a breath, calm down. We still got time on the play clock. Let's diagnose what's going on. Let me do a hard count right quick. Everybody hang in. He does a hard count. Defense tells what they're up to. Now he can adjust the blitzes. I know you can say what you want to say about there not being any pads. He has it up here right now. That's showing that the guy is starting to understand those things. Now you just get to put pads on. I mean, sure, there's going to be natural, you know, jitters whenever the pocket is compressing on you and it's a lot of big people. But having the wherewithal, and it's in your process already. It's in his process to if things start moving, like take a deep breath and scan the scene before you go into, you know, making any adjustments. And he's like, hey, okay, well, hold on. All right, cool. They're doing this. Let me put this protection over here. We're all clean. Everybody good. Let's roll. And then you have a successful play. That's big to see. Like I said, coming off of 65 sacks, you want to find a way for this guy to be good. I mean, this article continues to go on. It's talking about how he's quick to reach out to the teammates, that if there's a mistake on a play, like with Zach Ertz or Austin Ekeler, he's going to ask them about it. Hey, can you stay after? Let's work on this particular route. And you can tell this guy is good. You can tell this guy is good with that. And having that that ability and taking that initiative. Because it's one thing, you know that you need to do it, but then you need to take that initiative and want to be out there to do it. And I love to hear that he's doing that already. Let's see. Here is what he was talking about with Bobby Wagner. Here's what Daniels had to say about that. You're trying to soak up as much as possible, and you've got guys like Bobby Wagner that have been playing at a high level for a very long time. So as much as I could be around them and pick their brain, I'm willing to do that. He understands it. You've got the resources that are in the building. And it sounds like he's able to take those things and process them. He's being a consistent learner, right? He's a consistent student about this thing. And, you know, it's impressive to see. It's impressive to see. It's not something that you hear that often. I think, you know, I've mentioned before on the show that London Fletcher would be having conversations with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach to get their thought on different things. And sounds like Jaden is in that same mindset of like, okay, well, hey, we're on the same team. I'm going to ask him. You've been in the league for 10, 12, 14 years. You've won Super Bowls and seen it all. You know, you saw what Bobby Wagner was able to do about a tip and a tail for Sam Cosmi. So if you're able to take that criticism back and forth, and that's brought up in this article as well, being able to take that criticism and not be too big for that is special. And just lets you know that the guy gets it. And he's really there to be one of the guys. And he understands it. Yeah, you know, he's going to get to be head dude at some point, right? But, you know, he's not going to just sit there and jump at it right away. He's going to let that be something that he earned. Now, the head man, Dan Quinn, spoke about Jaden Daniels and spoke about really, you know, why he chose Washington. So he got to talk with Jim Rome. And, you know what, we're going to listen to that right fast. Take it away. Hold on a second. Let me restart that for you. All right. Take it away, Jim. You got it.
You had options this past offseason. You interviewed with other teams. What made you feel like the Commanders was the best fit for you?
Yeah, I think, one, you know how damn important this franchise is to the NFL. And when you see a city and a team connect and what can happen when that takes place, that's a really big deal. I think, you know, it started with the ownership through Josh Harris. And then, you know, when they hired the general manager, Adam Peters, it just lined up. These are the type of people that I want to go get it on with that are absolutely willing to go the distance to find the answers, to find the right way of doing it. And so that ultimately my visit with them, Jim, was the thing that that really put it over the top. So it's cool, man, to be here in a really powerful city and to light this thing up.
Obviously.
He had options in this past offseason, and Dan Quinn chose to be in Washington. Like he said, everything aligned, the ownership, GM, Adam Peters. I mean, that right there is moving. It gets me fired up. Like, can you imagine that head coach going into those meetings and relaying that to free agents, right? You got Bobby Wagner to come in, going in there, relaying that information to the folks on that team. You know, I mean, you right before the end of the season, John Allen was like, oh, yeah, I'm 1,000%. I think about leaving. But then on the flip side, you look up and you're like, oh, well, shoot, Dan Quinn, Dan's got things right. I think I want to stay. I want to be a part of this. So it's good to see that type of influence and that type of thought and feeling are there from Dan Quinn and to know that he is that type of energy. That is special. That's big. But I know as a player, I'd be all about it. Now, this part, this one here, this is the clip that he was talking about with Jaden Daniels.
What's it been like to have the Heisman Trophy winner in the facility? And so far, how is he acclimated?
Yeah, I think I said it recently, Jim, and I think this sums it up right. He has the humility and kind of the hunger of the young player. You know, I got a lot to prove. I still got a lot to learn. But he also kind of has the swagger and calmness of a veteran player. So I think those 50-plus starts from ASU and LSU, that seems to come about. You see him on the field, in the huddle. That's where he's at his best. He worked really hard to learn the system. I would say probably, Jim, one advantage of starting something new, all the other players haven't been in a system 3, 4, 5 years where they just knew it inside out. So there was this collective learning going on together. But he was right there at the front of it. And Marcus Mariota has been excellent here, too. So here's another guy, second overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner. So to see that connection between he and Jaden, That's been pretty cool to be a part of as well.
That is a huge connection, starting with the Mariota and Jaden Daniels. Literally, you got the same resume, right? You got the same accolade, second overall pick, going in to save a franchise, turn things around. But now you get to learn from that. You just mentioned about how Jaden is an absolute sponge and wants to soak up all the top information from everybody on the team. You know he's picking Mariota's ear and picking his brain a little bit. He's trying to get an understanding of how things work, you know, on his side of things. Like, you know, what did you see as a vet in this league, as somebody who's been in this position before? You know, what are you looking for in these scenarios? So I think that that's huge. I think that that's a great resource. That having that humility, you've seen in the news, he says, I'm not a star player. I'm not a star quarterback. I'm just a rookie. I still have work to do. And the beautiful part about it is that the actions are aligning with the words. I think I just saw that on a meme or something like that that came across. But the actions are aligning with the words, right? Like you hear him saying, you know, he's still a rookie. He has a lot of work to do. But then you hear other people talking about him, how he's the first person in the building. You can tell he's studying his plays and he's studying protections because he's putting it out there on the field. You can get behind that. You'll go to bat for that. So, you know, don't be surprised. I'll say it now, but don't be surprised whenever they're making that selection of captains, the folks to wear that C. He's going to have one. And it's going to be something that's earned, right? It's not just done just by position because we're trying to boost up your confidence because you're the head, you're the quarterback. It's not done for that. It's done for the fact that he's taking the time to go and sit down with his different teammates at lunch. He's taking the time to learn people's names. He's taking the time to have one-on-one conversations and get to know them as people. And what that takes me all the way back to remember the Top Golf. Remember the Top Golf scenario? And they were like, we're going to take all these 19 or 21 guys to Top Golf. You know, some folks go, oh my gosh, why would you do that? You're supposed to wine and dine these guys. Something tells me that Jaden Daniels was probably saying what's up to everybody, was very open and was just enjoying everybody. And people were probably naturally drawn to him. You know, I feel like that's what more likely happened. And, you know, can't speak about how anybody else responded, but I think that the way that the team is being built and the way that he's responded in just in the few months that he's been in Ashburn, you have to be excited, and you got to think that they made a great selection in Jaden Daniels. So it's exciting to see. Exciting to see what's going to happen, you know, because we all understand that this could be something that's special, but everybody is has tempered expectations. They're like, hey, you know, we'll see what goes on. So I'm excited for it. I really am. And the last thing I got to add, since we were, you know, giving him his praises, we'll talk about
number one Tom Brady. I had to go two.
Talk about Jaden's top five quarterbacks of all time. This is what you're listening to.
My top five QBs all time, number one, Tom Brady. I had to go two, Joe Montana, three.
Now, you know he's from California, all right? So I'm not mad at Tom Brady, all them damn Super Bowls. Like, you got to get that man love. I'm not mad at that. But then on the flip side, yeah, I feel like you got to have Montana in there somewhere. I can get behind that too, but he is from California, so I see why that would be his choice there. Keep going.
The way he's playing right now, I have to give it to Pat Mahomes. Four, we'll go Peyton Manning. And in my top five all the time, I have to put Michael Vick in that. I'll say my QB comp, who we got similar styles, would probably be Lamar Jackson. So my top.
Oh, I love it. And he got a little QB comp. He compares himself to Lamar Jackson. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty good to see. But may I tell you, look, not a bad list. Tom Brady definitely got the Super Bowls. Joe Montana, I mean, he's done it, right? I mean, being from California, those are going to be the top two quarterbacks that operated out there. Peyton Manning, I mean, you saw what he was able to do. You're talking about the, being able to make all the adjustments at the line of scrimmage, very Peyton Manning-esque of Jaden. Who else? What else did he say? Oh, Patrick Mahomes was third. I'm sorry, Peyton Manning was fourth. Yeah, Patty Mahomes. It definitely, he deserves to be up in that conversation already. In such a young career, but dude's been absolute menace and taking over this league. And then finishing up with Mike Vick. I like that he threw Mike Vick in there. Because he's somebody that is one of those generational talents that transcends the game and makes people want to be like them, be like Mike. So shout out to Mike Vick. But folks, I want to do this last thing, give y'all one more time to understand. Go on over there to betonline.ag, use our code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, get that 50% welcome bonus. I do appreciate y'all hanging out with me for this whole episode. The second thing, hit me up on Twitter at BELIEVE Commanders, on X, IG, TikTok, all that good stuff. But let me know, what's your top five quarterbacks? All right, who you have? Maybe that's a wild card that you put in your personal top five. Like Jaden has his Michael Vick selection in there. Third thing, you can listen to us on all your favorite streaming platforms, folks. TuneIn Radio, TuneIn Radio, SiriusXM, Stadium. And you can even catch us all around on Believe TV as well. So once again, congratulations to Mike Sammersteel and his partner Celiana on the baby girl. That's super exciting, y'all. 1 month out. Training camp is coming soon. Maybe I'll see you there. But next time I'll catch you here on Believe in Commanders. Make sure y'all there. See you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.